hours away from 4 p.m. Update on Cox, Mr. Lewis, Smith.
Yeah, still working through that with their agents and the representatives, and see where we're at after 4 o'clock. And we don't expect anything imminent right away. So,
with Brad particularly, he's either here or retired. Are you surprised things haven't progressed quicker?
No, I think, you know, we've had good conversations with his representation, with Brad, and, you know, obviously he has to make the decision, too, that he wants to play and be a part of this, too. So we don't want to pressure him. He's such a good cornerstone of this franchise.
Has he told you he wants to play, though?
I think he's still in the decision process.
Okay. So it's not, is it about money at this point, or is it just him deciding?
I think it's about him deciding, and then, you know, once he decides he definitely wants to play, then we'll try to come to an agreement.
Do you expect Derek to get something done somewhere today?
You know, I don't know. So I can't predict what the other teams are going to do with him.
You think people are waiting for Sean Smith to set the market?
Well, I think Sean's going to set the market for Sean. I don't think Sean's going to set the market for Derek.
In terms of, he's like going to be a tier A guy, maybe.
Yeah, no, I think the market is what teams are willing to pay for you. And if you get one team that's willing to pay for you, then that's going to be your market.
Do you think things will develop kind of slow in general, just throughout the league in this year of free agency?
I think you'll see a handful of deals that get done quickly, and then I think throughout the next 3-4 weeks and through the draft, you'll see an occasional signing here and there.
How active were you in the last 3 days, reaching out to agents for?
I wouldn't say we were overly active. I would say we've had good dialogue with some agents and tested the market on certain guys and seeing where they were at and where we were at.
Get to that last one, just about maybe carrying out a few weeks. I mean, you've said your progress in that part will be kind of slow, right? I mean, you still think that?
Yeah, progress will be relatively slow. If there's a deal that makes sense for us and for the player, we'll do it relatively quick. But it has to be a situation where a player wants to be with us and where it makes sense for us, too.
Obviously, you left some holes in the secondary now.
Yeah.
With the moves.
Yep.
That's got to be one of the targets, just to get some bodies in here, I would assume.
Yeah, and we're not in an overly big rush. This is a great draft for corners and safeties, and it's also, you know, through free agency. But we don't have to have this roster complete until, you know, we go into training camp, and there will still be turnover even through then, too, in terms of guys getting cut through camp, you know, the cut-down day. So this roster is going to take a while to take shape.
What, coming down here, obviously you guys are just down the road from Gainesville. Was that part of it, just to establish and develop some of these relationships here, or do you already have them just from being in the league?
We have good relationships here. You know, obviously we want to show support for our local Gators, and but for the main thing too, there are some good football players at this university that could come and play for us throughout the draft.
Is it important for people to realize that it is a process and it's not just unrestricted free agency you can build a roster through?
Yeah, absolutely. I think somebody sent me a stat yesterday that said that 50-some-odd free agents that we've signed since 2000, and not one has made the Pro Bowl. And, you know, we're looking to build this for the future and for sustainability, and that's the number one goal. And to do that, you have to get your core players through the draft and supplement through college free agency and through, you know, if a deal makes sense in free agency where you get a guy with some youth or a veteran that, you know, wants to be a part of it that can provide some leadership, we'll go that route too.
Assuming you stay at number two, 5 weeks away from the draft here, how much are you zoned in on a couple of guys? I mean, have you guys narrowed the pool down quite a bit?
Yeah, we have a pretty good idea. I mean, you know, a lot can happen between now and the draft. There's still a lot more information. We're going to bring some guys in for visits. We're going to do some private workouts. We're going to go to some pro days, and we'll just take it from there.
Are pro days more now about maybe the lesser known guys because of like the Floyds and the Elams maybe not working out at the pro day if they have a good combine?
Yeah, well, you like to still see the guys come out and compete with Floyd and, you know, Elam worked out here positionally. So it was good to see him move around and see him get up close and personal. So you get a good feel for those guys on the field. But, you know, if they do everything at the combine and they do everything you ask them at the combine, you know, it's really their option whether or not they want to work out. But to come here and get a feel for them and talk to the kids, too, is important.
What's your take of Elam on tape?
He's a good player.
I guess he checked in at 5'10", 5'11", at the combine. Is he big enough to be that physical player?
Yes.
How about Floyd?
Very.
What do you like about him?
Effort, consistency, playmaking ability. plays the game like it should be played, down in, down out. For a defensive lineman to play as hard as he does for as many plays as he does throughout a game is pretty impressive.
How does the weather, if any, affect how you view evaluations out here when the field's slick?
Sure. It affects it a little bit. You know, we'll take into account when we gauge 40 times and certain timing measurements, but it doesn't have a very big input into it.
Does it says anything for an athlete, particularly one that maybe like an Elam that doesn't maybe need to work out because he went to the combine to come out here and do some things on the slick field?
Yeah, you know, to be honest with you, on a slick field like this, a player like Elam, you know, if he did everything at the combine, there's probably not a ton for him to gain by working out today.
Floyd didn't have the kind of season like an Ndamukong Suh or maybe a Nick Fairley. What is it about him that's kind of, he's come on seemingly pretty strong here?
Well, I mean, he commands a lot of respect from opposing offenses. So, you know, you see a lot of double teams. You see him, you know, changing the game. You know, he's a game changer at the college level. He may not have the so-called sack production, but he disrupts a lot of plays.
Is he big enough to play tackle in your scheme at 300?
Yes.
And is he able to slide
That's actually a funny question. Like, is he big enough at 300 pounds to play that? But
you know, with Todd and Gus Watt, they had a couple 330-pounders.
Sure. And then they had some guys, you know, a little bit leaner, too, and like a Jason Jones and guys like that, too. So, you know, this is going to be a fast, aggressive defense. And obviously we'll need a big presence inside, too. But if he plays strong, you know, the weight's not a determining factor. Sure.
Great. It's been a great opportunity to be down here. I just had a chance to meet and visit with Coach Muschamp. We had a couple phone conversations, but a chance to visit with him and build that relationship is important. And it's been great. And I know the weather probably isn't what we all had hoped for, but it's still great to get out of the office and get a chance to see these athletes. It's been great.
As a head coach, what do you look for to a place like this? We sort of know what GMs look for. What are you looking for?
Well, you know, I think it's just gives you a chance to talk to some of the coaches as well as watch them perform, you know, in this environment. And, you know, we saw a chance to see a lot of them at the combine. But, you know, in their home environment, and I think just to get around and talk to their coaches is also important.
Do you have a relationship with Coach Muschamp at all, with Dan? And
yeah, you know what, we talked over the phone a couple times, but this is the first time that we had a chance to meet face-to-face. And, you know, I knew when I was coming down here we were going to hook up, and we did that. And, yeah, he was awesome. Great.
A guy, obviously, that could be there, it didn't work out today, Sharif Floyd. What do you think about him? What have you heard in talking to Coach about
him? You know, all the players, it sounds like he's got it rolling, you know, and the recruiting classes and the players that he has here, and it shows, you know, and how their record has been. So, yeah, it's they've got a lot of good players, a lot of good players that we're looking at.
As Davis as well, I mean, you guys starting to really zone in on a few players and really kind of cut down that pool that you could take at number two, assuming you stay there?
Yeah, you know, the great thing through free agency, the draft is, you know, my family's not here, his family's not here, so, excuse me, I told you before, it was going to be like a marriage, and that's what it has been. I mean, we go till 10:30, 11 o'clock at night and watching tape, and just, I think we have a real clear vision of where we want to go. And he's providing it, and we have conversations about it through both free agency and the draft, and it's coming together. It's coming together, you know, and there's been difficult situations, that decisions that we've had to make. But, again, we're just going on our vision.
How hard has that part been for you? And you're really going to pick up the phone and say, hey, we're going to
It's tough because there's, you know, some of these guys have had tremendous impact, you know, not only on the team but in the community, and you have great respect for their play. So, you know, those are always tough decisions to make and tough phone calls to make.
Yeah, sorry if you've already answered this, but what are you looking for out here?
Well, you know, I think it's just in their environment, you know, see them and, you know, watch them. They go through the drills again, the 40s and the bench and things like that. I think it's, you know, competition is so important in our organization, in our team. And you're looking for competitiveness. You know, they're in an opportunity to play and compete in a bigger stage like this. So you look at them that way. It gives us also a chance to talk to the coaches, strength coaches here, and just to get a better feel. The evaluation process for us is never ending. It's not like you watch five games and you go, okay, we got a chance to see him at the combine. Now we know who this guy is. I don't think, you know, to me, the three most dangerous words are, I got it. And you know, we just want to make sure that we're continuing to evaluate these players any chance we get.
Does the rain make a difference? Sorry, does the rain make a difference out here? Do you factor
hopefully not. No, you know, because we're going to have rain on Sunday. So, you know, it's not a big deal to me. Hopefully it's not to them as well.
I think all 32 teams are out here. What's impressive about this group of guys, this program?
Just the numbers, you know, of talent, guys that have the potential to get drafted. And the athleticism and how they performed in this environment, I think it's all. And I think just getting a chance to talk to Coach Muschamp, really the style that he's presented here and, you know, the discipline, the toughness, and to see it carry through with his players, I think is impressive.
Have you started formulating that three-day veterans camp?
Yeah, we have. You know, putting it together, it's important our players, you know, it really starts with phase one when we get into that, you know, on April 2nd. And the plan for that, the plan for our mini camp and then OTAs, so that's all in place. You know, we'll make some subtle changes here and there. But, yeah, we're working on training camp and making sure that's designed how we want it.
Any chance you hook up with another team, training camp?
You know, I know Dave has talked about that. You know, I'll wait to hear from him. You know, some of the conversations he's had. He's done it before at Atlanta. We have not in Tampa or Seattle. But in talking to some teams and that have done it, they get a lot out of it. So I think we're open to it.
Can you talk about Matt Elam, your impression of him through the process and anything stood out today?
You know, that's another good thing. Will has so many good things to say about him. And you can tell on tape he's extremely competitive and you know, it shows up on tape as long as with the other guys. So it's, you know, very impressive man. And, you know, there's a lot of good safeties out there, and I'm sure he'll get his chance in April to show what he's made of.